This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Democratic state lawmakers have introduced bills to extend new legal protections for abortion and gender-affirming care. CPR's Benda Berkland reports.
Under one of the proposals, Colorado would not participate in any out-of-state investigations involving providers or recipients of abortion or gender-affirming care. Democratic Representative Meg Froelich is a main sponsor.
Between offering bounties and trying for subpoenas and punishing doctors and punishing people for seeking information about doctors and of course, all of that resulting in folks coming to Colorado.
Other bills in the package would seek to increase insurance coverage for abortions and set guardrails for how crisis pregnancy centers market to their clients. These centers try to convince people not to get abortions. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The Summit County coroner has released the cause of death of a man caught in an avalanche in Breckenridge New Year's Eve. CPR's Dina Sieg reports.
The Summit Daily reports the coroner found that 22-year-old Nicholas Feinstein died of avalanche-associated asphyxia and blunt force trauma. He was skiing just out of bounds of Breckenridge Ski Resort when an avalanche fully buried him. It also buried his father, University of Northern Colorado President Andy Feinstein, who was able to free himself and go for help. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
The only zoo in Puerto Rico is closing, and many of its animals will come to Colorado. The Wild Animal Sanctuary will take in about 150 animals from Puerto Rico at its locations in Keensburg, Colorado, and in Texas. The Denver Museum of Nature and Science is home to more than 4 million artifacts and specimens. Most of them are tucked away in the basement archives. One of those pieces might be radioactive.
She's a newer acquisition, but they had it in a warehouse on the Colorado School of Mines campus for decades.
We'll look into the museum's archives just a little later in this hour. It's 6 minutes after 8 o'clock. This is Morning Edition on CPR News.